gonna go to hell. Oh, Greg Dolan, can't you see? If you're gonna lose, honey, stay with me. Gonna lose, baby. Yeah, 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 yeah. Lose for me, baby, will you hang with me? Lose, honey, 1, 2, 3. Do a line of the mirror and I'll break the glass. I swear like a trucker and stunned a man. Drink and drive, girl, just for fun. If you're a loser, I'm the one. Gonna lose, baby. Lose, pretty baby, will you hang with me? Lose, honey, 1, 2, 3. Get way too drunk on Christmas Eve. Come on, baby, if you can. If you're gonna lose, baby, I'm your man. Go lose, baby. Yeah. Lose, pretty baby, will you hang with me? Lose, honey, 1, 2, 3.
This podcast is part of the Podcast Your Scene Network. Visit us at www.podcastyourscene.com.
Yeah, the local media has an agenda that they're going to serve. I don't know who's in charge of it or what it is, if it's like a headless monster.
Why? This is a question.
Walking backwards. Yeah. Something sacred.
I don't know the names of the creep songs. Those
running
are
in circles.
Just pop in and let play.
Sea of Glass.
The Flight and the Fall.
I love Ozzy. I think he's the true definition of a rock star. So care about
by your speakers. Anybody else have any interesting stories they don't want to tell?
This is Doug from After the Fall. Hey, this is John Lane from the Thriving Tropics of Leechburg, Pennsylvania.
The Pennsylvania Rock Show, featuring the best unsigned rock that Pennsylvania has to offer.
Let's go. Hey, it's Bill from the Pennsylvania Rock Show. PARockShow.com, MegaRockRadio.net, 107.1 FM, St. Louis, Missouri. AltRockRadio.ca, RootRootRadio.com, BuildTheScene.com, and XRPRadio.co.uk. This is episode number 525. With me tonight are Brutalitas. Did I say that right?
You said it correct, sir. Yes.
And Bovice from Bethlehem.
Yeah.
Recently released a quest. Maelstrom from of the Emerald Dragon. And the questions are going to kind of follow along with that theme for a little while.
what theme are you talking about here? I don't know.
Well, if I could say the name of the realm, I would go with it, but
Jerusalem.
Yes, that one.
Yes.
Hometown.
So famously, the band Kiss put out an ad looking for a guitarist. And the ad was titled "Lead Guitarist Wanted with Flash and Ability. Album out shortly. No time wasters, please." Last week, Colt Headwind became level 2 and joined the Warriors at Bethlehem.
He did, yeah. He got power level to level 2 right at the end of our journey there, and he's part of the party now.
So my question is, what would an ad looking for a new warrior look like? I mean, I have some gauntlets here, and I have an amulet of Ra. Does that at least get me in the door?
I think, yeah, at the very least you get it, you know, an interview. We'll screen you, and you know, we'll see if we have some synergy, and then we'll kind of go from there. It also depends on your class a little bit. I think we're pretty like DPS heavy. We don't have a lot of heals. It's just Paladin and Bovice really with the heals. But luckily, you know, we can take a whole lot of damage, so usually we're not using them too much.
It should probably be noted that I don't know how to play anything. So.
Me, it's cool. You could be like me. You could just yell at people. It's perfectly fine.
I am a teacher, so I do have experience at yelling.
There you go. All you need is that voice that carries. I'm sure you've got it.
So normally I ask questions like, if your band was in a cartoon, what cartoon series would it be? And what character would play you? Or if they were going to make a rockumentary about your band, who would play you? What actor? But for you guys, I would like to know, if you were from the realm that I'm in, what would your day job be?
Let's see here. What would my day job be? Probably something that requires beating people up. Maybe like a bouncer or something like that. I know they're not really needed right now due to the plague, but that might be something up my alley. Basically, something where, you know, I can wear my armor a little bit. I don't know about you, Bovice. What do you think, Bovice? What would you do?
I'd probably be a janitor or something like that, because I'm always cleaning up the realm here.
That's true, yeah.
I'd probably clean up this realm, too.
Maybe. It's the Jerusalem's janitor, Bovice. He said it, not me.
See, I don't even know where to go after that. If I were to go on a quest with you, if I made it through that interview and I went on a quest with you, what bands would provide the soundtrack in between battles?
Oh, boy. Well, probably our local buddies in Greywalker would definitely be one of them. And then we've got some other pals in a band called Lords of the Trident. They would definitely be there. Mm-hmm. As far as the more well-known ones, maybe like Necrogoblicon and personally like I really enjoy the Black Dahlia Murder and like Blind Guardian.
Protest the Hero.
Yeah. Well, there's so many to name. Infinite Annihilator has been one of mine that I've liked recently in this realm. Very, very awesome. Very, very tech. That would probably be it.
I would think that's good enough. Yeah.
Yeah. That'd probably be it.
Bovice is like, I'm just going to stay in the background. I've heard 3 questions. I know where this is going.
Bovice, yeah, he's a man of few words. He's a holy man. So, you know, he's a paladin. Lawful good. They don't speak much.
another question I usually ask is, if there was an apocalyptic event and only one of your band's songs would survive, which song would it be? But cool. That's not what I'm going to ask you guys. For you, I would like to know, what would the tale be titled? How many tracks would it take you to complete that quest? Or more specifically, how do you come up with the storyline for an album similar to what you did for Maelstrom of the Emerald Dragon?
Yeah, I feel like pretty much every, the last, at least the ones that, the hello, fellow Bill, good pastor. We recognize you. He's a warrior that likes us. Yeah, so all of the journeys I've been a part of, basically the world was about to end or ending. So, you know, that's not really too far off. Just basically anytime there's a cataclysmic event, we are summoned. We had that
it's our cross to bear, right?
Yeah, that's you know, we actually split up as a party before this, and we were all enjoying the peace. And then if you saw, you know, the pixie man, Tony Floaty, he came and he reassembled the warriors, and then we went on a quest, and you could hear, we were summoned by a great mage, magic man, Dan, and you could hear that on the album in the interludes. So I don't know. The next one, we'll see. We'll see what it's called. Maybe something about a cataclysm.
The first cataclysm. We could tell that story.
The first. Yeah, we already went through the first cataclysm, but, you know, what is it? Time is... What's it's a construct, right? It's not right. Real. We could kind of, we might go back to it. Who knows?
Those went really fast. I expected. Okay. That's good though, because I'll just ask you more questions.
All right. Keep them coming.
So I know JT wears that helmet when he's, or sorry, Overlord Grom.
JT. Yeah, okay. Oh, okay. Overlord Grom. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Does he keep that thing on the whole show?
Yeah, if, you know, if
he cannot reveal his face.
Yes. In the earlier days, I feel like, you know, Overlord Braum would maybe take his helmet off and transport to another realm. I think he was possessing a man prior to actually physically being here through the helmet. But now it's pretty much all helmet all the time.
That's impressive.
Yeah.
and I noticed the reddish orange glow coming out of it.
Right, that means he's now taken over that poor man's body and is in this world now.
Right.
Is what happened. Yeah.
When you guys are preparing for battle, how long is this, like, what's your pre-show look like?
Oh, we usually need about 3 pre-battles to get back into fighting shape before a big show. Basically, yeah, we'll head over to Overlord Braum's. And he's got a big, little arena there for us to practice in. And then, we just kind of decide what glorious tales we want to sing about.
Right.
And then kind of go from there.
How do you decide who you're going to ally with on a night? Like,
Well, sometimes the allies find us, you know, believe it or not, we are often paired with similar folk who look a little bit different in this realm. When they come through, we had a show booked with Cybertronic Spree. Mm-hmm. If you're familiar with them, I believe they are from the future, and they dress like robots. I think they're like Transformers or something you call them. But we've got a couple go-tos in this realm. Obviously, Greywalker, which is where our peasant friend Colt Edwin, his descendants actually in that band too. So it's kind of crazy the timelines mixed like that, and. Yeah, we would definitely say Greywalker, our friends in Claymore. Who else? Jeez. When Bit Brigade comes to town, we're always supporting them. Just kind of whomever wants to do battle, really. As long as it's within, you know, it works with our battle schedules, you know, and it's not pulling us out of the dungeon or something.
That's actually how I became familiar with Bloody Seaman. Overlord Braum put me in touch with them. And for those of you that have not heard that interview, you can go check it out on the website. Usually when I get asked what's the funniest episode and what's the worst episode, it's that one. It's the same one.
Yes. Overlord Braum is not known much for his words and
No, his is good. It wasn't the, it's the bloody semen one.
Oh, okay, I gotcha.
Being yelled at for 30 minutes in pirate from someone who's not really participating in the interview was not something I could handle. So thank you for not yelling at me.
Yeah, good job, Bovice. He's keeping his insanity, you know, in check tonight.
Oh, for sure.
Sometimes he goes insanity level 10.
Yeah, it's horrible. Not pretty.
Yeah. He just will not be quiet. He glows red.
See, I don't think I could come in because, like, went into the band, as we were discussing earlier, because you already have a paladin. And, you know, when I play Diablo, which is, you know, video game here in this realm, I'm always the paladin.
Yeah, I think they actually based that paladin off of Bovice.
That's awesome.
Yeah, like the you know, the general structure.
So tonight we're gonna play your song "Escape from Wolf Mountain." What can you tell me about it? I know that like all the songs tell a story, but yes. What was happening in that particular point in that quest?
Yeah, so that one was given to us by a three-headed bog witch. Which, if you listen to the album, you could kind of hear our banter with those pleasant ladies, which they were not. We'll just leave it at that. We'll keep it at PG for you guys. And
thank you.
And yeah, so basically they tasked us with getting a chalice for them. And the chalice was at the top of Wolf Mountain, which is a mountain that only appears under a full moon. Excuse me. And, you know, if we did not get the chalice before the full moon went down and the sun came up, it would vanish and we would basically be stuck there for eternity. And the next poor soul who tried to come onto the mountain, you know, we would probably try to trap there with us because we'd probably get bored. But, you know, it was, yeah, there was a lot more than just wolves on the mountain too. But overall, the wolves were the most fearsome adversary. And we're actually going to be releasing something called a music video, I think is what you guys call it here, for this song in the near future. So you can really actually see how the battle went down.
All right, so before we listen to the battle, Joe popped in and was commenting on how awesome your release the other day was. And
thank you very much, Sir Joe.
Oh yes, Joe, I recognize the skeleton warrior penguin. Yes, thank you. The peasant, yes.
He was very shitty.
He was, yes, the peasant. He is, hopefully he will be less like that in the future, but, you know.
Under my tutelage.
Yeah, right. Bovice has his hands full because I'm not going to help him out, basically.
All right, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a short break. We're going to listen to Escape from Wolf Mountain by Deathlehem. We're going to pair that with Nine Stitch Method and their new song, Agoraphobic, and then we'll be right back. We'll be right back. Okay, that was Deathlehem and Escape from Wolf Mountain, followed by Nine Stitch Method and their song Agoraphobic. I told you I was going to mess that up, and you did that.
Just help me. I'm trying to wait from you. Help you out here.
All right, so my next question is, can you tell me about an embarrassing moment that you've had during a quest?
Sure. Embarrassing moment. Do you have one? Bovice has a bunch of embarrassing moments. Yeah, let's have you tell one.
One time I forgot my gear when we were, correct. I think they call it a tour in
yes.
this realm.
We were on this was before I was even in the party. So.
Right. I was ill-prepared for battle. And we had to visit a store that you call, what is it, Party City or something like that, and had to get pretty much a peasant's clothes to wear. And
he was shamed every evening. Every battle he was shamed because he lost his armor.
I was, yes. A lot of food and different things thrown at me on stage. And
well-deserved, though.
Yeah, it was.
Before you take a shot at that answer, I do have to tell you, just because I did borrow my son's costume earlier, which kind of goes along with your story. He was like, why do you need it? So I brought your band up and I left my headphones plugged in so he couldn't hear. But he goes, is that real chainmail?
It so is, yeah.
Of course it's real chainmail.
So he was excited.
Yes, we get very sweaty after battle, believe it or not. You know, this stuff is, people are always like, whoa, I can't believe you're wearing real stuff. And I'm like, what other kind of armor do you wear here? I don't understand. So
do you have an embarrassing moment or
do I have one? Oh, geez. So we were doing a battle at Replay Effects, which is, if you're not familiar, it is a giant, I believe they call them pinball machines or pinball. It's a giant festival of those in Pittsburgh, PA. And a witch had placed a curse on me earlier that evening. And I went to the local, the alchemist, I think at the CVS or whatever. And they recommended I get this pink substance, the Pepto something or other. And so I took that. They said that would help.
Oh, man.
they said that would help with the demons inside. And it did, but unfortunately they all just came out on stage. I actually had to have...
Luckily, Bone Crush was there.
Yeah, Bone Crush was there from another realm. He helped me finish that battle. So, and even a few warriors in the crowd were like, whoa, that's really metal of him. And I was like... What does that mean? Okay, sure. Thank you.
So it was kind of like a Guar.
Yes.
A Guar show.
I guess so, yeah. Unintentionally, yes.
For those who don't know, Bone Crush, he was basically the one that told the tales before Brutalitas here.
Right. Lord Bone Crush is, we don't want to ruin anything for you, but maybe listen to the new album. You'll get the story only on the Bandcamp version, though, so that'll kind of... That'll kind of tell you some things about Lord Bone Crush.
If I remember correctly, he had like a red eye, didn't he?
Yeah, he had a battle wound right here. I've heard that, sometimes if you're traveling through realms, though, it might heal. I don't know. But it
does.
If you were given a quest to take over all the world's stages, which two... unsigned bands or groups of warriors, bands of warriors, would you ally with to accomplish that quest?
I think that's pretty easy. I think we actually already mentioned them.
Yeah, I had a feeling that's what.
Yeah, it would definitely be our buddies, Lords of the Trident and Greywalker.
Yes, for sure.
And if one of those guys, I don't know. I think they would be great to have in the party because we have the Greywalker guys. They're familiar with this realm. And plus, Cold Headwind's descendant is in it, so he can kind of hang out and like have some family time and stuff. And then, the Lords of the Trident are from all over, so they get how we feel. And they're all dressed all crazy too. And I'm pretty sure the Fang is kind of from where Deathlam is. And then they've got some other guys. They look like they're from they're vampires or something. And one's a ninja, I think. I don't know, but anyways, we mesh well.
You're getting some suggestions in the chat room there.
A band of orcs, a band of orcs is fantastic, but I don't think they travel the realms anymore. I haven't seen anything from them in a long time, so they're definitely one of them, though. They are, normally we don't get along with orcs, but those guys seem pretty rad.
I just got done watching your release last Friday. It was awesome, and I probably had the same reaction on that little cliffhanger there towards the end that everybody else had. What's your best guess on how many hours went into making that album from the time that you started coming up the storyline until that Facebook Live happened?
Yeah, that's quite a bit. I don't know, man. It was over the course of kind of 5 years and our work on it kind of ebbed and flowed with our lives and stuff. There's a lot of quests and side quests in between that we had to complete. We went through, we had some other party members like come and go. Durok Magic Fist, he actually helped on some of this journey. So shout out to him, whoever he may be in the realm. And our previous warrior Hildur, of course, still helping out here and there. And he's in the, I think, you guys call it what, like the hills of like Sweden, I think. That's where he is now residing. So, a lot of metal there. So that's pretty cool. He may be scouting for warriors or something. I don't really know.
When I was watching that and I've done a very minimum amount of video editing because I hate it. And I'm watching this going, oh man, I can't imagine. Yeah. Which warrior does that part of it?
So Overlord Braum does a lot of the video editing. I will help him with the graphical spells though, and I dabble in the editing as well. We all kind of have our own little thing that helps the band like outside of the band.
Now, do you pick up that experience while you're battling, or was that from like a previous life?
I think it was from a previous life. Yeah,
absolutely.
See, I opened that right up for the paladin, and all I got was absolutely.
Yeah. I told you, not a. He speaks with his fingers, you know.
Can you quickly share your social media links, where your music can be found online, and anything that you might have scheduled coming up? And I know that last part is difficult right now.
Yeah, yeah. So deathofhem.bandcamp.com is where you can get the full experience of Maelstrom of the Emerald Dragon. That's the only place. And that's also where you could get the physical CDs and vinyl. And we're going to have some other merch popping up there too. We actually just put our previous quest, Destroyers of the Realm, on vinyl. That's incredibly limited numbers on that one. And that's up there as well. Deathlehem basically everywhere. Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. I think there's a TikTok now. I have nothing to do with that though. So, you know, for the young warriors out there, I think Overlord Braum is running that one. So good luck with that. But yeah, we're on that. I think that's everywhere.
Yes.
We may, I think in the future, we may harness the spell of Patreon. I'm not sure yet. We'll see how that goes. But something to consider for us for sure. You know, we always leverage Kickstarter when we do these, and the support's great, and you guys come out and really help us do stuff we couldn't normally do. As for the future, coming off the Kickstarter, we are the final reward, the final loot drop was that there would be a short Death of Him movie. So that's the next thing we're working on. That's the next thing in line as far as our quest log goes. We're working on a movie. We've got some ideas for it. We wanted to get Maelstrom of the Emerald Dragon out first before we really dove into that head first. But now that it's finally out and unleashed, that's going to be our next focus. And like I said earlier, Escape from Wolf Mountain, we have a really, really cool video coming out for that, which we don't quite have a date on, but I would expect sometime late this month, maybe mid next month, if I had to guess. But once you see it, you'll understand why. I can't quite give a specific date because a lot of time and effort was put into that by a warrior of this realm who saw us and wanted to pay us tribute, basically.
Cool. So I have two more questions. One of them I planned and one of them just popped into my head.
Okay.
So what's the story behind that wound on your face?
Oh, that's the Eye of the Abyss. That's from the last album. So basically, if you listen to Destroyers of the Realm, excuse me, we fought what ended up being my brother, Nightmare, who was also afflicted by this curse. Basically, when we were children just playing, he wanted more power, and he came across, you know, a rune that we were told never to meddle with, and he did like an idiot, and I tried pushing him out of the way, got cursed, he got fully cursed, we had to kill him, and basically, I can see it to the abyss now, and I can.
It was that simple. It was that.
Yeah, that was so nonchalant. We had to kill him.
Yeah, he deserved it. It's fine, and you know. But now I can see it to the other realm with this, and it's pretty scary there. So you know. But that's the story behind it.
That's awesome. Hey, last question, and I'm finally going to give you a small chance to jump out of your character. Step into your alter egos for a moment and tell me something that your fans would be surprised to know about each of you. And I'll give you an example. I had someone in a metal band tell me that they wrote a children's book. So it can be anywhere.
Normally. Okay. So, hey, what's up? This is my real voice. Hence the coughing. When I do the other one, that's probably the longest we've stayed in character for a long time. And, yeah, I don't know. Normally this is the weird thing I tell people. But I don't know.
Yeah, bones out of the bag.
Yeah, but Bovice, anything?
Yeah, basically, I guess I play in, I don't just play metal. I play in like a 80s cover band, yeah. A 90s cover band. it's not just all shred for me.
You can name drop if you want. That's...
Well, the 90s band, we're actually just forming right now, so we don't even have a name yet. But my 80s band, We do 60s, 70s, 80s, and current, and that's called Identity Crisis. That would probably be what I would say for me, yeah.
Oh, I don't really know what would be weird for me. Oh, I do a Twitch stream. That's not really weird. I mean, that's kind of almost like you would expect that I would play video games. But I do it with the previous singer, Lord Bonecrush, a.k.a. Brian. So we're like best buds, even though I like... So I didn't become friends with him until I replaced him in the band, which is odd. But now I'm like, you know, talk to him every day. We actually work together for a little bit. We do a Twitch stream. It's definitely 18 plus. I don't even think I should say the name. But we did a big, like, I don't know if you're familiar with, like, the Mario Kart drinking game. But there's a drinking game associated with Mario Kart. And we did a big tournament for it, and we did it live on Twitch, and we ended up raising, like, almost, like, $4,000 for, like, Children's Hospital of Pittsburgh. And, like, got, like, a lot of stuff, like, accomplished a lot of, like, really good things with this really, like, not PG name. So it was really funny to, like, donate nice things under this, like... Well, yeah. I'll just leave it at that.
So there is a question from the Peanut Gallery. They want to know if you play Xbox or PlayStation.
Here we go. Ready? PC all the way. Get out of here with that. How dare you?
I love that answer.
PC Master Race.
I'm using a Dell to do this. Not a Mac. My guess is that Overlord Braum probably has a Mac.
He does. Yes. I also use one as well for work, but I have a PC for my leisurely
likewise.
Stuff.
Yeah, you can't accomplish what you guys were doing with what I have. Well, you can. It just takes longer.
Yeah.
I want to thank you guys for coming on, and hopefully this was as fun for you as it was for me.
Yes, it was.
That was definitely the best of the three that I've done with people in character.
Awesome. Glad to hear it. Yeah, thanks for having us too. We appreciate it.
This was fun.
And this is like probably 13 years later, so yeah. I have some more XP point. XP on
right,
it, so.
Yeah, we've all leveled up considerably.
Ty Christian's on there.
Yeah, Ty was on earlier.
I didn't even see that earlier.
That's our buddy from Lords of the Trident. Oh, nice. On Facebook, so check them out. They're awesome. Appreciate it. Thanks for having us.
Thank you so much for having us.
I won't be you, I won't see me, yeah. We have a call for main engine start. We have main engine start. 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
This episode of the Pennsylvania Rock Show has ended, but be sure to subscribe to be introduced to more of the best on-sign rock and metal that Pennsylvania has to offer. Don't forget to rate and review the show, and we'll see you on the next episode.